Doug, this is dictating on Mia Saucedo. Mia, M-I-A, M as in Mary. M-I-A, M as in Mary. Mia Saucedo, Saucedo. Saucedo. And date of birth is 8/29/85. 8/29/85. Date of visit is 12/6/24. Please make a copy for. Please make a copy for Stephanie Sanchez, APRN. Sanchez, SANCHEZ. Stephanie Sanchez, APRN. Next paragraph. Dear Stephanie, thank you for sending Mia Saucedo for primary evaluation. Next, here's President Ellis. This is a 39-year-old female who has a prior history of asthma since 8 years, has been using an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. The patient has had recurrent exacerbations of asthma and shortness of breath with activity and has an occasional cough. She had a chest x-ray in November of 23, which showed a normal chest x-ray. The patient has also nasal allergies and sinus drainage. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history of right knee meniscus repair. He also has had laparoscopic surgery for endometriosis in 09 and a tonsillectomy remotely, as well as nasal surgery with septoplasty and rhinoplasty. The patient has had wrist and ankle surgery and had an exploratory laparotomy for a perforated bowel. She had a cholecystectomy in 2023. Next line, allergies include Darvocet, penicillin, sulfa, Benadryl. And next paragraph. Oh, I'm sorry, I also mentioned Motegrity, M-O-T-E-G-R-I-T-Y, Motegrity. Next, habits. The patient smokes and uses and vapes tobacco. She has she drinks alcohol moderately. She is presently disabled due to depression and anxiety. Next paragraph. Family history. Father has sinusitis, mother has depression and diabetes and eczema. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies glaucoma, cataracts. She does have sore throat, hoarseness and vertigo. She has urinary frequency, burning and nighttime awakening. She has wheezing, occasional cough. She has abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea, and constipation. She denies chest pains, palpitations, or leg swelling. She has anxiety with depression. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has easy bruising. She has headaches, numbness of the extremities, and memory loss. And she has hay fever. Next paragraph. Medalists include Zoloft 200 milligrams daily, Linzess 290 micrograms daily, Trazodone 50 milligrams HS, Clonazepam 1 milligram as needed, Zopanex inhaler 2 puffs Q6PRN, and Rexulti 1 milligram daily. Rexulti is REXULTI. 1 milligram daily. Montelukast 10 milligrams daily. Lyrica 100 milligrams BID. Metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. And a Flovent inhaler. 2 puffs, but does not use regularly. Next, physical exam. This averagely built young female was alert, no acute distress. No pallor, cyanosis, lymphadenopathy, or peripheral edema. Skin turgor was good. Blood pressure 120 by 70. Pulse 84. Respiration 20. Temps 97.6. Weight is 115. Saturation 98. HEND anomalous pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist. Throat is clear. Nasal mucus injected. Neck supple. No bruise. No thyroid enlargement. The lymphadenopathy. Chest decreased excursions. And essentially clear lung fields. Heart sounds are regular, as on an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is history of depression and anxiety, and number 3 is degenerative arthritis, and next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, advised to quit vaping and use the nicotine patch if necessary. Also advised to get a CT chest with contrast and a CBC and an IgE level. The patient will use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, and she might need a long-acting bronchodilator with an inhaled steroid. We'll follow up in approximately 4 weeks and make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Stephanie Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z, A-P-R-N. Stephanie Sanchez, A-P-R-N. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.